2020 has been an interesting year for the film industry. With many theaters closed for long stretches of time, those in front of and behind the camera have had to adjust, as have viewers. But despite that, for our senior producer and independent film critic Kelly Monahan, this year's movie scene was filled with some gems that you most likely missed.
I had high hopes for 2020. The year started with my annual pilgrimage to the Sundance Film Festival in Park City, Utah. And at the time, word of a new influenza was just starting to ripple the international news wires. I was more concerned with getting into the must-see movies at the festival. By the time March rolled around, I was preparing for the 20th Phoenix Film Festival, but that never got off the ground as the coronavirus stopped it and every other social event for months. Very quickly, I found myself switching from movie theater screenings to at-home screenings. No problem. I quite like my couch and saving money on concessions. However, I soon found myself losing touch with the film world as studios struggled to adapt and streaming services tried to fill in the gap left by empty theaters. Odds are you've watched many, if not every, new movie pushed to your streaming accounts. But of the films I saw and can distinctly remember with some fondness are these three. First, Minari, directed by Lee Isaac Chung and starring Steven Yeun, who fans of The Walking Dead might recognize. Set in rural 1980s Arkansas, Minari explores the American dream story through the eyes of a Korean-American family. Yun's character David uproots his family from California in order to start their own farm. David's wife and two kids go with him with a mixed sense of trepidation and adventure.
How's your daddy like that new farm? He growing things good, doing things right?
Yes. But I don't like Grandma.
걔는 안 그래요. 한국이니까.
Grandma smells like Korea.
Yeah. 뭐라고? Grandma smell?
It is both a familiar and fresh story. The familiar being the all-American struggle of making something out of nothing, while the fresh is seeing the story through the eyes of an Asian-American family of the 80s. Minari won both the Grand Jury and Audience Awards at Sundance this year. The acting is just as solid as the script, and it is, without exception, one of the most beautiful films of 2020. Now, for sheer creativity in storytelling, The Sound of Metal is my next pick of must-see 2020 films. Heavy metal drummer Ruben, played by Riz Ahmed, finds himself gradually going deaf after years of ear-splitting music. Confronted with his new reality, Ruben faces feelings of losing touch with all he held dear. At the same time, he discovers a new community with other deaf individuals.
Your hearing is deteriorating rapidly.
I can't hear you, do you understand me? I can't, I'm deaf! I'm deaf!
As you could hear from the trailer, what makes this film stand out is the excellent sound mixing. Hearing audiences will get the chance to experience what hearing loss is like, while deaf audiences can enjoy the film from start to finish as it is entirely closed captioned. And finally, I want to highlight a film that the entire family can enjoy from one of my personal favorite animation studios. And no, it's not Pixar or Disney, but the Irish-based Cartoon Saloon.
Wolf, wolf, hunt them far and yonder.
Drawing from Irish mythology, Wolfwalkers tells a story of a race of beings who are able to shift from humans into wolves. Young Robin, along with her father, are hunters who are tasked with clearing the forest of wolves outside the medieval village of Kilkenny. While her father is away, Robin ventures into the forest by herself and comes face to face with the fabled Wolfwalker.
You can come out now.
We can smell you. Yeah, you stink.
I knew you were here. Come out here, hidey-ho. Let's see you.
On visuals alone, no other animation house comes close to what Cartoon Saloon does. The combination of intricately hand-drawn and painted scenes with subtle computer animation evoke Celtic manuscripts from the 9th century. As for the story itself, Wolfwalkers is reminiscent of the good old days of hand-drawn Disney animation, with a pair of strong-willed girls who aren't afraid to get their hands dirty in the fight for what is right. Wolfwalkers would be my pick for best animation at the Oscars.